Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the lesson. And most of all, I hope you partner with God and practice it. I want to say how grateful I am for the listeners from 22 countries from around the world that listen to this podcast. And I want to just give a shout out to all those that make this podcast possible. I appreciate my monthly donors and those who give special gifts. If you'd like to be a part of that, it's real simple. Just click the button that says patron or patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly donation. And it really helps those that can't afford the podcast. I choose to make the podcast free of charge because I just want people's hearts to be encouraged, to be healed, to be set free and strengthened. And I want to help each one of you become all that God's called you to be. So if you like today's message, also leave me a comment. Be sure and like the podcast and feel free to forward it and share it. It's real simple. There's three little buttons. Click down and it should say more episodes, and then there's a button there that says share. So thank you so much for joining us. You can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com, and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me tonight for The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life, and our lesson on the power of forgiveness. The Gathering met tonight at 6:45 at the Kroc Center in Kerrville, Texas, and I recorded this live but had technical difficulties, so I decided I'm going to go ahead and do it again because so many people were touched and shared how much they were helped by this message. So let me jump in and pray as we get started. Father, thank you so much for your great love for us. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. And thank you that we can always, Lord, always open this gift and choose to forgive because Jesus forgives us. So I just commit this time to you and ask that you just touch our hearts and set us free, Lord, and that we all be a people that walk in forgiveness. Well, I just want to say that this message tonight is one that I'm really excited about because I feel like it is so critical in each and every one of our lives. For over 36 years, I've ministered and been in social work. And so what I'm going to share with you tonight are from my own personal experiences in needing to forgive others and the key that forgiveness is. As each one of us, it's so key to all of our freedom. And a lot of this has been birthed from either my time in ministering to other people and things I've learned and studied, and from my own life. Personally, I've been betrayed, misunderstood, endured verbal abuse, abandoned by people when I needed them the most. But in that, each time as I've chosen to forgive, there's been just a new level of freedom that I have experienced. And so I don't want to minimize anyone's pain. I know some of you have probably been through things that are even much worse than I've been through, but I want you to know that God's heart is for us to walk free. So why should we talk about forgiveness? Well, we need to talk about forgiveness because we deal with people that are not perfect. None of us are perfect, and we're all going to mess up. And we deal with people sometimes that are unkind, insensitive, don't tell the truth, and are selfish. And people that are hurting. You know, wounded people wound other people. And sometimes people just don't think. They take advantage of us. They abandon us when we need them the most. And in those times, whether it's at work, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your family, wherever it is, just out in social settings, God's heart is for us to walk free. So what do we do when these things happen? How do we walk free? And why should we talk about forgiveness? Well, number one, because life here on earth is just difficult. And it's something that It's just hard. Things are hard right now. Just the political climate that we're dealing with, the pandemic. We have all sorts of things that make our life challenging. And one of the things is that the reason we need to forgive is because if we don't, we can become bitter and angry. Have you seen any angry people around, or have you encountered them lately? I know I have. And what we do in those times is critical, because if we're not careful, we can become bitter and we can become angry ourselves whenever we are hurt or mistreated. Forgiveness is the power to heal wounds of the past that we can't change. There are things that we just can't change in our lives, but what we can change is our hearts. And we can go to the Lord and ask Him to help us to forgive. You're going to need, like I said, the tool of forgiveness for a work environment, for unity in your family. You're going to need it in churches. Have you ever been hurt or mistreated or betrayed by somebody that's a Christian? Sometimes those are the hardest wounds. I know I have. And those are the hardest wounds because we have an expectation. And we're like, kind of like, what on earth is going on here? But what I've encountered is that there are people, there are Christians that are out there that are still wounded, that have never gotten over things that happened years ago, decades ago. And what happens is, in their own wounding, they wound other people. Forgiveness is a critical component for a healthy marriage. I was married for 30 years, and my husband passed away, and I've remarried and been married now almost 8 years. And I can tell you that in both of those relationships, the importance of forgiveness for us to have unity and walk together as husband and wife. You know, many illnesses, physical, mental, emotional, are due to people not dealing with their hurts and woundings and not forgiving. So that's another critical component about why we need to talk about forgiveness, is because we don't want to be bound up with those things. You know, Jesus gives us peace in our hearts. We have a God-given right to walk in peace. And whenever we are harboring unforgiveness, it puts a scowl on our face. It doesn't look good on us. Anger doesn't look good on us. And it robs us of our peace. Right now, there is such with a political climate, with the pandemic, with all the debates, masks, no mask, Democrats, Republicans. Have you noticed the tension that is in our nation? I sure have. I mean, great people, I've seen them get all worked up and seen them robbed of their peace. And forgetting what God has really called us to as believers. And part of what I feel like God has called us to is He's called us to represent Him. That's another good reason to forgive, is because we want to be like Jesus and we want to represent Him well. And quite honestly, I've just seen some Christians, mature Christians, that I'm kind of like, what are you doing? You're getting into so much of a debate, whether on Facebook or out in public, that we have to go back to why we're really here. And it's to lead others to the Lord. It's to show God's grace and love and mercy. And when we enter into those conversations and debates and all, it robs us of peace. So, you know, another reason we need to talk about forgiveness is because Jesus forgave us and we need forgiveness. And the Bible is real clear. If you want to be forgiven, you need to forgive others. And I'm going to share some scriptures with you about that. Forgiveness is the very basis of Christianity. And here's a quote from Robert Shackelford. Without forgiveness, we have nothing. Oh my goodness, when I read that, I just thought of the different times and how I would have been hopeless if I hadn't had the tool of forgiveness, if I hadn't had that tool, because forgiveness is something we do because it's good for us. In forgiveness, when we make that choice to forgive, we're the ones that are set free. And it empowers us when we practice it. Another reason we need to talk about forgiveness is until we forgive, the hurt remains unhealed. Do you know that some of the hurts and wounds you're carrying around right now are really not necessary? Because if you can make that choice to forgive, then the healing of your heart can begin to happen. Forgiveness and healing of our hearts are two totally different things. And for so much of my own life, I didn't realize that. And I used to say, well, I'll forgive when I feel like it. Well, guess what? Forgiveness is not a feeling. And if we wait until we forgive, if we wait to forgive until we feel like it, we're really going to be missing the mark, and we're going to be missing. I know for me, I didn't want to be fake. I wanted to be real. But waiting for until we feel like forgiving can take a long time. And so we're going to talk to you tonight about how forgiveness is a choice. And we want the hurts in our hearts to be healed. You know, years ago, my late husband made a decision and a choice, and it cost me dearly. And my heart was just absolutely crushed. And in that place, and sometimes that's the hardest, is when we haven't necessarily done anything, but someone else's choices causes great, great hurt and great pain. And for me, as I wrestled with what am I going to do in this situation, and it was hard. The forgiveness was hard. I'm not going to lie. It was very hard. But as I chose to forgive, it was in those, and I'm telling you, I had to do it, I don't even know how many hundreds of times, because I would replay the video that of the betrayal that happened. And I finally realized that for me to walk free, I needed to forgive, and I had to make that choice. And again, forgiveness is something you do that empowers you and sets you free. But it wasn't until then that my heart could begin to heal. And so forgiveness is kind of like, I might break my arm and I might need to go in for surgery. And they might set that bone. That's happened to me. And they may set that bone. Actually, it happened on my foot. And the bone was set, but it was still took months for that bone to heal. And so please understand that you can make a choice to forgive, but that doesn't mean your heart is automatically healed. Forgiveness is a process. And when we partner with God, that's when our healing can begin. It unlocks the door and lets us out of prison. It's like giving, holding us my keys, and I go and put it in the door. And when I open the prison door, I look inside to see who's there, and it's me. When we hold unforgiveness towards people, we're the one that's in bondage. We're the one that is in prison. So forgiveness is something, again, you do for yourself, and so your heart can begin to heal. So why do we need to forgive? Unforgiveness can cause pain and turmoil. Like we said, we forgive because we want the pain to end, and we forgive when we're ready to be healed. So my question to you is, are you ready to be healed, or do you want to carry that hurt around with you for decades? I know people that have carried hurt around for decades. I ran into somebody not too long ago and ran into the grocery store. And in a matter of minutes, I could tell where their mind had been because they were rehearsing something that had happened really over a decade ago. And I was just kind of taken back because I was like, wow, you've been carrying this a long time. Folks, we don't have to carry those hurts and wounds when we make a choice to forgive. And we're going to talk about how to do that as we go on. But it sets us free. It gets rid of the baggage. Oftentimes we carry around things that we don't need. We just simply don't need to carry them around. We don't have to. And when we choose to forgive, it's unloading that baggage. And so some of the hurts and wounds I've seen in my own life were things that went back to my childhood. And there were people that I needed to forgive from way back in my life. Another reason why we need to forgive is because Jesus said so. Jesus said we needed to forgive. And that's in Luke 6:38. It says in Luke 6:38, forgive and you will be forgiven. That's real clear. So if you want forgiveness in your own life, you've got to, for your own sins. And I know I've messed up. I've said the wrong things. I've done the wrong things. I've hurt people. I try not to, but I know that there's been times that I've done it because guess what? I'm not perfect. None of us are. And God loved us so much that he sent Jesus so we could open the gift of forgiveness and we could receive forgiveness for our own sins. So if you want forgiveness in your own life, you've got to be willing to forgive others. Scripture's real clear. You know, oh goodness, 30 years ago or so, I had a good friend that I had really trusted betray me. And when that happened, the hurt was real and the pain cut deep. And I was devastated. I was devastated in that time. And I just couldn't believe that a Christian friend that went to my church, that had happened. And it was interesting. It didn't matter where I went, whether I went to church or I went to the grocery store or I went to the soccer field or the basketball, you know, watching one of my kids play, it didn't matter. I ran into this person. And when I pulled up one day and noticed that I pulled up for the first practice for one of my children, athletic practices, and I noticed that our kids were on the same team, I was fit hopping mad. Oh my goodness. I had to just leave my little redheaded child there. I have two redheaded sons. And I had to go back to my car. I was so mad that tears are running down my face. And I was like, Lord, why? Why is it every time that I turn around, I'm running into this person? And the Lord just so gently spoke to me. And he said, Kathleen, it's because I'm giving you every opportunity to forgive. And I just wept. I began to weep in that moment because I realized that God was allowing this to happen for my benefit. You know, have you ever had somebody that's hurt you or offended you and you just don't even want to look them in the eye? You don't want to be around them. You have that kind of gut-wrenching knife that turns in your stomach. And it's in those times that, for me, I begin to recognize I really need to choose to forgive. So from then on, whenever I would run into this person at any one of those places, and that my heart was pricked because it was wounded, I would stop. Sometimes I might have to go in the other room, might have to go to the bathroom, might have to go where I could be just alone for a second and just say, God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive. I choose again to forgive because your word says so. I need to do it and I want to be free. So, you know, Jesus was our perfect example because Jesus was sitting there, was hanging on the cross. He wasn't sitting there, but he was hanging on the cross. And it was in that place that he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sometimes people can hurt us and they have no idea the pain and the trauma that they cause to our heart. They don't have any idea. And sometimes it's because they don't see the wounding in their own heart. They don't see what they're doing. And sometimes they simply don't mean to do it. We can take things wrong. We can take things wrong. So another reason we need to talk about forgiveness is because the first thing that Jesus did and that he instructed his disciples in after his resurrection was found in John 20:23. And Jesus said one of the first things he told his disciples, because he knew his disciples were going to need it, was if you forgive If you forgive their sin, the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Whenever, again, forgiveness is a choice. If you choose to not forgive that sin, you retain it. But guess what? You're the one that carries it around. And again, unforgiveness is like baggage. And whenever we carry more than we need, it weighs on us. It's heavy. And it leads to things that just simply aren't good for us. If we don't forgive, we embrace the sin of somebody else, and it binds to us like a cancer. And that's another reason. God doesn't want things to fester in our hearts. He's come for us to have life and to have life abundantly. You know, sometimes we don't even see some of the things that can cause our hearts to hurt. As a little girl, I was overweight and the last one picked for the kickball team. I was teased a lot. And one of the things God showed me was that I needed to forgive those kids, even though I don't even remember their names anymore. But I needed to forgive those that had teased me, had made fun of me, had made me feel like an outcast in my life. And those things governed how I thought about myself. They governed that my heart was heavy. And it was when I began and just acknowledged that. And it, quite honestly, it wasn't even anything I realized that I was carrying around. But I want you to take some time and just ask God to show you if there's things from your childhood that you've carried and people you need to forgive. What happens is, you know, the enemy doesn't play fair. And even as children, these things can happen. And it can forever color our viewpoint of who God is, of who we are. And we don't see ourselves as God sees us. And we don't get our identity and our value in Him. We get our value in feeling less than and inadequate and insecure. And I struggled with all of those things as a girl and as a young woman until the Lord really put His hand on it and I began to forgive. I learned a lot about forgiveness. I grew up in the church. I had a lot of head knowledge, but I needed heart knowledge. And excuse me, it's in that place where we choose to forgive and we ask God to heal our heart and we make it a part. We partner with God and we practice forgiveness and we're quick to forgive. That we can walk freer. One of my mottos, and in fact, I even had somebody say, "I just can't believe you got over that, whatever that was, I'm not going to name it, so quickly." And I said, "I don't have time to carry around unforgiveness. I don't have time for that. I hate to waste time." And so when there's an offense or someone hurts me or offends me in any way, I try to do as quickly as I can and say, "God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive. Now change my heart and heal it." So in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, and I'll let you read that. I'm not going to read the whole passage. But if we want forgiveness of our sins, we've got to be willing to forgive others. And it says, because if we don't, we open ourselves up to the tormentor. And that's a whole passage that's so important about forgiveness. And then it says in verse 21, "And then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?'" I mean, he thought he was doing good if he forgave seven times. And Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." And kind of my own personal thoughts from just things in my own life is forgiveness is a process. I know I can choose to forgive somebody, but when I start playing that video over and over again in my head, and thinking about the wrong, then it's like I pick it back up again. And when I realize it, then I need to forgive again. And so forgiveness is a process. And that is so key, because I used to get so frustrated with myself. And because I was like, well, Lord, I forgave. Well, I did. But then if I picked it up and played with it again, it was like putting a video back in. Well, people don't have VCRs anymore, but it was like doing that and or rewatching a bad movie. And the Lord wants our hearts free. He wants us to go to Him. And so I think what Jesus was saying, He was using it as an analogy. He was saying, keep forgiving, forgive again. You know, we forgive. Another reason we forgive is because it sets us free from anger, bitterness, and judgment. You know, have you ever been around somebody and they're just angry all the time? I would wager to say that it's either fear or it's unforgiveness. And oftentimes it's unforgiveness that they're harboring and they carry around and they don't even realize how it changes their countenance, how it makes people not want to be around them. Who wants to be around somebody that's angry and bitter? I don't. It's not fun at all. You know, Luke 6:35 through 38, I want to read that to you because it says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them, not expecting anything in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, because when we judge, it's really unjust criticism. You will be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Oh my goodness. It's in that place that we, if we want our sins forgiven, then we need to be willing to forgive. I had a situation happen, not that long ago, I guess, several years ago, where I had someone that judged me. And that judgment came out, and it certainly wasn't pretty. And as I stood there and took it, I really didn't feel like I could defend myself, because if I did, I would have uncovered someone else. But I was taking the brunt. I was taking the lady was, you know, giving me all the blame and all. And it was hard, because I felt like I would uncover my husband if I defended in any way. And so I stood there and took it. But here's what, as I stood there, and as I had a godly response. And in the midst of that, I just said, oh my goodness, that was never the intention to offend you in any way. But I couldn't really say the rest of the story. That was unjust criticism. But I had a choice. I could be mad. I could be angry. I could let that color my world, or I could choose to forgive. And so, you know, when I finally just had a chance to catch my breath, you know, one of the things I said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it's neat when we do that, because then we walk free. And I can say that I was able to pray and bless this person that had done this unjust criticizing. And it's so cool, because in so many situations, I see God redeem when I keep my heart right. So forgiveness is something you do to keep your heart right. So what is forgiveness? Let's talk about what it is. Forgiveness means to cancel or pardon a debt, to stop feeling angry or resentful of someone for an offense. Forgiveness puts us in control. Do you realize that forgiveness is something that puts you in control of the situation? When we choose to hold unforgiveness, we give the other person keys to our heart. Did you realize that? You are giving them the keys. You are allowing them to control you. But when you choose, as an act of your will, to forgive, what it does is it sets you free and it puts you in control. Matthew 6:14 says, "If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you." Right here, we see very clear in Scripture that forgiveness is a choice. It's a choice that you and I can make. Forgiveness is not a feeling. You know, our feelings can lie to us. If you don't believe your feelings can lie to you, you know, ask any woman that has dealt with PMS. 1 week of the month, things are crisis, and the next week they're not. Our feelings can lie to us and make us feel like something is huge, can blow things out of proportion. Our feelings can lie to us. And so forgiveness is not a feeling. Again, don't wait until you feel like forgiving. Make the choice. We'll talk a little bit more about that. You know, when we forgive, we only forgive the wounding and how someone wrongs us. Forgiveness is not necessarily saying, I want to be this person's best friend. That's not what you're saying. I'm all about healthy boundaries and setting boundaries, but forgiveness is forgiving. You can forgive someone for the wounding and for what wrong they've done. And forgiveness is not excusing someone's behavior, but it is letting go and preventing their behavior from destroying my heart. It's preventing their behavior from destroying my heart. Oh, people, it's time that we take back our lives. It's time that we take back our freedom. And forgiveness is one of the ways that we can do it. Forgiveness is also laying down our right to be right. I remember having an argument with my late husband, and I was not letting go. And I knew I was right. I just knew I was right. And so we argued for a while, and I went to the Lord, and I was like, Lord, how do you see this? I really feel like I'm right, and here's why I feel like I'm right, and what am I going to, you know, how do I handle this? And, you know, I felt in that place, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Kathleen, you are right, but are you willing to lay down your right to be right for the sake of your relationship with your husband? And I had to really think about it, to be honest. And I finally said, yes, Lord, I'm willing to lay down my right to be right and change my heart or his. And I'm telling you, that's such a fabulous prayer. When we say change my heart or the other person's heart, it puts us in a win-win situation. It's saying, all right, Lord, I know that you can change my heart or change theirs. Because then when one heart is changed, there can be reconciliation. So forgiveness, again, is taking control of your life. I will say that sometimes the greater the offense, the longer the process of forgiveness, the longer the healing takes. You know, I personally had a group of people that abandoned me at a very vulnerable time of my life. And it was birthed out of a big misunderstanding and judgment by someone that was very wounded. And what they said colored a lot of people. The good news is years later, I saw God redeem. And I had person after person that was influenced by this wounded person come back and ask and say, you know, Kathleen, I now know the truth about this situation. And I'm just so sorry. You know, God has a way of revealing truth. And one of my favorite prayers when I've been wronged or there's a situation is, God, reveal truth. Reveal truth to me where I've believed a lie. Reveal truth to someone else. And it's been so neat how God's restored relationships. But I'm going to tell you, I can't even tell you the hundreds of times I had to forgive this misunderstanding and this judgment from this person that was in the church. I think sometimes the hardest things to forgive, we can excuse the ways of the world, but some of the hardest things are Christians. When people we go to church with, people we rub shoulders with, people in our family, when they do something that really costs us or hurts us. And yet other offenses that happen, we can get over a little bit quicker. What is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness, I will say, declares your trust in God. When I have chosen to forgive, it's letting go and it's letting God deal with the offender. So what are some symptoms of unforgiveness? You might be saying, okay, I'm not sure if I have unforgiveness or not. Well, here's a list of some signs that you might be harboring some unforgiveness. And again, the whole purpose is for you to take some of this information and process it with the Lord. God wants to be a part of our everyday life. And, you know, we should wake up every day excited to be able to partner with Him through the good, the bad, and the ugly of our day. But a sign of unforgiveness, one of the big signs, is anger. You know, anger is like a red flag. And we can let anger, when we get angry at something, we can let it be a tool that we use. 95% of the time, anger is either birthed, is either from fear or unforgiveness. And, you know, years ago, I had heard this statement. And years ago, I had a situation. My little girl was about 5 years old. And she wanted some milk. And so I poured her some milk and I set it on the table and she knocked her milk over and I turned and yelled and said, "Mallory, Kathleen, Maxwell, I can't believe you spilled your milk." And she starts crying and I felt horrible, absolutely horrible. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to toss my mother button now. And as I walked in to get a sponge to clean up the mess, I was like, "Lord, why did I respond that way? I mean, it's spilled milk. It's not the end of the day. It's going to take 30 seconds to clean it up." And I remembered what I just heard about anger being a red flag. And so I kind of looked at my heart and I thought, am I afraid of something? Well, no, spilled milk is not that hard to clean up. But when I thought, I was really mad at my husband and my anger was taken out on my little girl. And so I quickly repented to the Lord and went to my little girl and I said, "Oh, Mallory, please forgive mommy. You know, everybody spills milk and it's okay and I love you." But then what I needed to do, the next thing I needed to do was go and have some time and forgive my husband for the hurt. And so let forgiveness, let your anger, if you get angry, let it be a red flag for you to examine your own heart. You know, another sign that we have unforgiveness is maybe an outburst. And I lost my husband of 30 years to a very rare cancer. And, you know, we had our functions. He dealt with a lot of the financial things. And all of a sudden, being widowed, I was forced into having to deal with stuff that he normally dealt with. And one night, I was having to deal with a lot of financial things. And I was mad. I was so mad. And I've never thrown anything in anger. But that night, I picked up, there was a plate or a cup, I don't even remember, but I picked it up and threw it across the room. And that shattered in my kitchen and broke. And I immediately burst into tears. And I was like, "Lord, what has happened in my life?" And I realized that I needed to forgive God, even though God's perfect, but I needed to forgive him because I was mad and angry that he hadn't healed Joe. And I was mad that I was having to deal with stuff that I felt really inadequate to do. So there was fear there too. So it was twofold. I needed to forgive because I needed to forgive God. I needed to, because that's what was in my heart. And I needed to, even though this might sound funny, forgive Joe for leaving me, even though he had no choice in his death. And, you know, it was in that place that I was able to move forward in the grief. So outbursts can be signs of unforgiveness. Self-pity. Self-pity is a big sign of unforgiveness. I know I was talking one time to a dear friend, and she was a good friend, and she said this in love, but I was talking to her, and I was really whining and going on, whining, and you know, this about this was happening and this bad was happening and this bad was happening. And I was really in self-pity. And my dear friend that loved me said, "Oh, Kathleen," she said, "I'm going to pray for you because," she said, you're really struggling with self-pity." And at first I was I was just on the phone with her and I kind of looked at the phone and I said, "What?" And she said, "You're struggling with self-pity, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I guess I am." And the root of that was unforgiveness. So if you find yourself, "Poor me, nobody loves me, poor this, you know, this has happened." If you find that, then look for who you might need to forgive. Another symptom of unforgiveness is strife and contention. I think it's a good idea, and I try to practice this, doing a heart check in my heart. "Father, show me if there's anyone that I need to forgive." Forgiveness is vital for a marriage to be healthy, for our family relationships to be healthy. People, again, that we're around all the time are often quick to see our faults, or they're the ones we rub shoulders with, and forgiveness, when there's strife and contention, examine your heart. Let me encourage you to examine your heart to just see if there's any unforgiveness. You know, we may not see our own need to forgive somebody, but others can. And I remarried 8 years ago and to a great guy. And Stephen and I were talking and we were in our home. And I was telling him about something and I was going on and on in this about this situation. And Stephen looked at me and he just looked up from me. He was doing some paperwork and he just looked up and he said, "You need to let go of that." And I kind of looked at him and I said, "What?" And he said, "You just need to let go of that." And I stepped back and I thought, you know what? He's really right. I did need to forgive in that instance and in that situation. And I looked at him and I said, "You know what? Thank you for pointing that out to me, because you're right. I do. I need to choose to forgive and I need to move on." So sometimes others can see that we need to forgive before we can see it ourselves. You know, you can talk to somebody for a few minutes and find out what's important on their heart. I ran into a lady at the grocery store and she went on and on about this situation, and I could immediately tell that what she was going on and on about was important to her, because I was just trying to follow the story. But she was really upset and angry, and it stemmed from needing to forgive somebody. Another sign of unforgiveness is that we can't recognize someone else's value. Each and every one of us has value, and if you can't find the value in even your offender, then it's a sign of unforgiveness. Every person has value and worth in the eyes of the Lord. And so I challenge you that if you can't find any value in somebody and all you can see is the wrong, you might need to forgive that person. And let me just say too, we can't pick up offenses for other people. If somebody hurts one of my kids, and mamas, this is sometimes the hardest. We have to be quick to not pick up an offense. And they may have hurt my child, but if I'm angry at them, then I've picked up that offense. So a big sign of unforgiveness is not being able to see someone else's value. Another symptom of unforgiveness is justifying your unkind words or actions. That's a big symptom of carrying around unforgiveness. When we justify and try to make it right that we've been unkind back, or we've reacted back in a negative way. You know, unforgiveness can run in families. I know I've seen in different families, parents that are angry and unforgiving in certain situations, and they pass that to their kids. Your kids are watching your every move. Your grandkids are watching how you respond to things. And so unforgiveness can be like a generational curse that we carry around. And the beauty is God has come to set us to set us free. You know, there is a big difference in forgiving and reconciliation. Forgiveness is like surgery. I can have, again, a surgery. I had a surgery on my foot. At that time, the doctor fixed it, put it back together, but that healing process took a long time. It just took longer than I wanted for that my foot to heal. And it's that way with our hearts too. I think it's so important that we're patient with ourselves and that we partner with God in the process and we choose as an act of our will to forgive. I said it, but I'm going to say it again. Forgiveness is a choice that you and I have. It's a gift that we've been given because of Jesus, and we can use it, and it makes our lives so much better when we partner with Him. And, you know, literally there are situations that I don't feel like forgiving. I don't want to forgive. I'm really ticked off. But when I make that choice and say, God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive, now change and heal my heart. When I do my part, God does His part. And I think that that is so important for me to live a life of freedom and for others to live a life of freedom. You know, tonight when I was doing this live at the gathering and had the technical difficulty, one of the things I said is I knew that God had brought people there tonight to hear it live because they had been carrying around pain that they thought they were going to have to carry around forever. They never thought there was a solution to the problem. And I want to say that tonight here on Facebook. You may have tuned in or you may be listening by podcast. And in that place, God wants to meet you. He's provided a way for your heart to be healed and be free. And again, just like we read in those passages in Matthew and in John, that if we forgive, if we just do it as an act of obedience, as we choose to forgive, then it starts the healing process and we can begin to live a life of freedom. This is a two-part lesson. And so next Tuesday night, I will be finishing this, hopefully at 6:45. We won't have technical difficulties, but forgiveness is so much a part of our freedom and our walk with God and why Jesus came for us. And so I just want to close in prayer, and I hope you'll join me for part two. You can also listen on my podcast, which is Kathleen maxwellranby.podbean.com, and you can go to my website at kathleenmaxwellranby.com and access my podcast. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope that you'll partner with God in forgiving those that offended you so you can walk a life of freedom and a life abundantly. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the gift of forgiveness. And Lord, I just pray where hearts have been pricked, Lord, where you've touched sensitive places, Lord, where the hurt has been deep and it's really cost my friends that are listening, I just pray that your grace and your compassion would just flood their hearts. And Lord, I pray they'd tune in for part two to just learn all the benefits of forgiveness and how to forgive. Lord, I've given them a taste, but you have even more that we'll share next week. So give them grace. Help them to work the process of forgiving those that have offended them. And Lord, bring healing to their hearts. Help us to partner with you and bring you into our everyday life because you want to help us with every difficult thing we face. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for watching, and I will post this in a little bit, and you can share it or rewatch it, and let me hear from you. Again, you can go to my website at kathleenmaxwellranby.com. Hope you tune in next week, 6:45 on Tuesday.